Upfront, inside Atlanta's entertainment industry, is brought to you by Atlanta's Jazz Station, 91.9 FM WCLK.
Coming up on this week's show, Upfront talks to jazz vocalist Kathleen Bertrand about her new album, It's Time to Love. This is Bertrand's first project in 6 years, and it reunites her with Phil Davis, Tyrone Jackson, as well as Tony Hightower and the Dangerfield Newbies. Emil Thomas, artistic director of Marietta's new theater in the square, is here to chat about his new holiday production, The Gift of the Magi 2.0. The show opens November 16th and features an Atlanta twist that is sure to have audiences talking. Closing out this week's show is the second part of my conversation with Hollywood producer Devon Franklin. We'll finish talking about his new book, The Hollywood Commandments, as well as his holiday film, The Star, which is a new take on the Nativity story. I'll also be playing new music from Fantasia, featuring CeeLo Green, and Hamilton star Leslie Odom Jr. But first, here's this week's casting buzz and entertainment news with Reva Blue.
All right, Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up.
Central Casting is looking for upscale men and women of all ethnicities who appear to be between the ages of 30 to 60 years old to portray business types for an action-packed scene. The actors must be comfortable with fake blood and dirt. There may be a moderate amount of running, so you must be in good physical condition. This is a two-day call and must be able to work on Wednesday, November 29th and Thursday, November 30th. A fitting will be required in College Park on Wednesday, November 15th or Thursday, November 16th. If this is you, please submit your name, phone number, height, weight, size, and photos to MaryLou@centralcasting.com with business in the subject line of the email. In other related entertainment news, congrats to actors Lorenz Tate and Erica Ash. They have been selected to host the 2018 Bounce Trumpet Awards. The Gala Black Tie Ceremony will be held at the Cobb Energy Performing Arts Center on Saturday, January 20th, 2018, and will have its world premiere nationwide on Bounce on Sunday, February 11th at 9 p.m. The Bounce Trumpet Awards is an exciting night of inspiration, history, and crowd-rousing performances celebrating African-American achievements and contributions. Don't forget to tune in to OWN's Queen Sugar Red Carpet Season Finale Special. It airs this Wednesday, November 15th at 10:30 p.m. following the 90-minute extended season 2 finale episode. The event is hosted by Oprah Winfrey and features conversations with the show's ensemble cast in front of a live studio audience. It also features Queen Sugar's creator and executive producer Ava DuVernay. Go to WCLK.com to see photos from the special. That's this week's Casting Buzz and Entertainment News. I'm Reva Blue.
Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed, news anchor Amanda Davis, and Atlanta urologist James Bennett are names you probably recognize. Did you know they attended HBCUs? That's right, historically black colleges and universities. Hello, I'm Mark Angel, and I too attended an HBCU. Established in the 1800s, HBCUs were the only institutions of higher learning for African Americans. Join Jazz 91.9 WCLK as we probe the proud, unheralded history of HBCUs in a special screening of Tell Them We Are Rising here on the historic HBCU campus of Clark Atlanta University on November 15th. To RSVP and for more information, visit WCLK.com.
Hey, yo, peace world. It's the Love King Raheem Devon, and you're listening to Ray Cornelius on Upfront.
It's time for love to conquer hate.
That was new music coming from my first guest, the one and only Miss Kathleen Bertrand. The song is titled It's Time to Love, and it appears on her album of the same name. The award-winning music diva stopped by the studios this week to chat about creating the project and working with some of Atlanta's top musicians.
Well, good morning, Miss Kathleen Bertrand, and
good
welcome
morning.
Back to Upfront. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
beautiful.
Well, you look good. I love you. Well, you always look great, but you got a new look.
New do.
New do.
Today.
You're, you're shining.
Yeah.
Some good news.
Great news. My CD, It's Time to Love, has arrived.
Yeah.
And I am so excited. You know, it's a process. Like anything else, or production.
Right.
So to go through all of the levels of activity that you do and to come out with the end, it's like, you know, you birthed your baby.
Yeah.
So.
And she's so pretty.
It's
she's
my
all
new baby.
Pink and,
yes,
and
yeah. yes. So I'm very excited about that.
Usually you're here talking about the fabulous Bronze Lens Film Festival, but now we're talking about your new album. You're also a singer, which, you know, most people don't know that. You do film and music and, you know, that whole thing. But the new album, It's Time to Love, is on the way, but you've released the single. It's circulating. We actually premiered that here at WCLK. It reunites you with Phil Davis.
Yes.
And so what is that? What was that like just getting back with it? Because it's been six years,
it's
right?
It's family. It's been, Ray, you know what? You're absolutely right. You did that research, man. Yes. It has been 6 years. And but, you know, Phil is family. And so when we start our process, it's just familiar territory.
Right.
But the creative part of it is always wonderful and interesting. So the title song, It's Time to Love, actually came from a session we were doing recording another song.
Okay.
And, you know, sometimes the spirit just rises up through things. So we were testing the mic. And as we were testing the mic, Phil heard something in my voice. You know, we our usual thing is say something in the mic. And I said, something in the mic. Something else in the mic. And I just made a song out of that, you know, while he's getting levels. But I'm standing there thinking it's taking him an awfully long time to get levels. Phil was in there. Actually, something triggered something and he's creating a track. So about 5 minutes later, he keeps saying, well, say that part again.
Yeah.
Say that part again. And I'm just saying something in the mic. What? So about 5 minutes later, he says, why don't you come in? And so I came out of the recording side into the engineer's side. And he played this track. And it was marvelous and uplifting. And he says, you see that part right there? Instead of saying something in the mic, something on the mic, I want you to say whatever your phrase is going to be. That became It's Time to Love.
Mm.
It's time to love. It's time to love. It's time to love. And from that, we wrote lyrics around that. Embellished the track, took it home, listened to it, came back. But the song was essentially done in 90 minutes. And we hadn't even gone in the studio to record that.
Wow.
That's what I mean. The other song was just like, okay, not going to do that today. But it was also the time, because we did this maybe within 2 or 3 weeks of the election. And you remember the marches and just the anger. The
A lot of disappointment.
Disappointment, bad feeling. I read even this morning, this guy said it was kind of like grieving, going through grief. So it was just not a good, comfortable feeling. And I think that's why those lyrics just kind of rose up. It's time to just kind of put aside some things and just love one another.
Yeah.
Love is divine. And that's going to be what's going to ride us out as we, you know, keep moving through life is love. Love your family. Love those around you. Start there. And that's so very important. And so that's where the lyrics came from.
Well, I have to let the audience know that I got a chance to hear this song a couple of weeks ago. We were in the car.
Yes.
And I was just like, oh, man. I was like, because it makes you want to move. It makes you want to dance. And I was like, I was trying to give you a video concept.
Yes. It's more of a world beat.
Yeah.
A little soca, a little, you know, more like that.
I think of a street party.
Exactly. And that's the concept I love.
Yeah.
And so one day when I get that budget, Ray, I'm going to do that video right there.
Okay.
Yes. But we think it's a something that everyone can embrace. And because of that, then for me, that kind of set the tone for the rest of the things that I was doing on the album anyway.
Okay.
And so it just all worked together well, including having Love from the Sun as like the closing song on the CD.
And we're going to come back to that. But I want to get to, you're going to be working with Tony Hightower on this as well. There's a new song called Baby, I'm Yours. And
that's
Tony's
right.
Such a talent.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yes, so when Tony had his amazing first CD, the new standard, which I told him, I said, you know, I have a CD called New Standards. I just want you to know that. But Tony is such a talent here, and I don't think we get to hear enough of him. But I loved his songs. There was one song that was so marvelous, I really thought it was from the Standards fake book. Mm. I was like, oh, I'm sure I've heard this before, because it was just on point. Every beat, every rhythm about it was just wonderful. And Tony wrote that. And I'm just like, oh, my God, I was just marveling. I've actually done one of his songs, Major Minor, okay, in performance. I did it at the Under the Stars, Jazz Under the Stars,
okay,
event. But so he told me, he says, I'm going to write a song for you. And we met in the studio. This was like a year and a half ago. We met in the studio one day, and he and Phil kind of worked out what the lyric was and what the melody was. And that was it. We just took it from there. And it's a marvelous, marvelous. It's got that, it kind of bridges that bebop era,
okay,
with now. And Tony's great with syncopation. So it's a little off what you would expect the normal rhythm to be. But it's marvelous. And then Phil puts this wonderful vamp to the end of it. So I was just in bliss the whole time we were recording. Wonderful talent. I'm very excited to have that as part of the CD.
That was you with our guys, Jamal Ahmed and Mark Angel, Dangerfield Newbies, Love,
yes,
from the Sun.
Yes.
That's also on this amazing project. So let's talk about collaborating and working with those guys, because they're just a talented group of guys that love music, have a great ear, and they have done some amazing work, and this is a result of that as well. So let's,
yes,
talk about that.
I was on vacation, and I got a call from Jamal that they were thinking about doing this project as it around the solstice, September 23rd, I think it was coming up, and they,
right,
were doing this project honoring songs about the sun. And they were going to do this song, and Roy Ayers had once recorded it, and Norman Connors had once recorded it, and he wanted me to sing it. And I'm just like, who, me?
Yeah, well, it made sense, because you actually, earlier in your career, you were on tour with Roy Ayers.
Yes,
so,
I,
yeah,
used to sing with Roy. Yeah. So I was honored. And I love collaborative energy anyway. And I've always kept musicians around me that aren't necessarily, you know, they're not my age. They're younger, much younger in many instances. But they just bring a freshness and a reinterpretation of both lyrics and melodies that I've always enjoyed. So I was just very honored that they wanted me to be a part of the Love from the Sun project. And then that song has gone everywhere and around the world.
Yeah.
And so our agreement was it was going to be on their CD. And whenever mine came out, we would put it on mine as well. But, you know, when you don't know what was already preordained, because as it's the ending song to my CD.
Wow.
And it's like the perfect ending. We've been talking about love. We talked about love of the Lord in the song, you know, love of you, boo, love of the world,
right,
humankind.
Right, right.
And then you get to the end and it's talking about love from the sun. You know, I love it.
Yeah.
It worked out perfectly.
Now, speaking of shining, you're, mm-hmm, going to be appearing this Monday at City Winery, which,
yes,
is like the newest hotspot,
yes,
to see live music. I mean,
yes,
so many people have come through there. Avery,
yes,
Sunshine, they just had Talib Kweli. So,
yes,
you're going to be there on Monday. So what can Kathleen Bertrand fans expect on for Monday's performance?
They can expect a marvelous preview of the CD, a live listening party, I guess is the best way to put it.
Right.
Because we'll be doing songs from the CD, and I'm going to be giving a little bit of history as to where the songs come from. I can particularly do that with the songs that I've written, but I can also do that from the standpoint of the songs for which I have arrangements. You talked about collaborations. Another collaboration is Tyrone Jackson.
Okay.
Tyrone,
oh,
Jackson.
Pianist.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Oh, he's so wonderful.
Yeah.
So did a similar arrangement with Tyrone. He had a song that he wanted me to sing for his CD. I said, well, well, can I put it on my CD?
Yeah.
And he said yes. And so we're doing a marvelous arrangement of an old Burt Bacharach, Hal David tune called Anyone Who Had a Heart.
Mm.
And oh my God.
Yeah.
He did just.
I'm familiar with the Luther Vandross version.
Oh
yeah.
No.
No.
This ain't that.
No, okay. Okay.
But it's Tyrone's take.
Yeah.
And it is absolutely marvelous. And so, again, from the relationships that I've had with many musicians, vocalists over the years, I'm so glad that this particular project will reflect that collaborative spirit. And it was the same thing for the shows that I produced this year with the sisters. Mm-hmm. It's still all about collaboration and bringing people together because the end product is the music itself.
Yeah.
So very happy with it.
All right. Well, Ms. Bertrand, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you for having me,
the Upfront Studios again.
Thank you again.
I'm going to have you as a co-host
okay,
one of these shows.
Yeah. All right. Don't start now.
Right.
Okay.
And tell our fans where they can actually get the new project when it does come out.
New project will be available through my website, KathleenBertrand.com. It'll be on CD Baby. You can connect through me there. I'm on iTunes. You can connect to me there. But nothing is available until Monday. That's
right.
The day we pull the trigger on everything.
All right. Well, we'll be there.
Thank you, Ray.
All
Looking
right.
forward to having you. Thank you, everybody. I look forward to seeing you.
Support for WCOK programming comes from the Cobb Energy Center, presenting the Dave Koz 20th Anniversary Christmas Tour on Friday, November the 24th at 8 p.m. The evening will feature Christmas classics and a Hanukkah medley from Koz, along with his guests, guitarist Peter White, pianist David Benoit, trumpeter Rick Braun, and vocalist Selena Albright. Ticket information is available at CobbEnergyCenter.com.
This is Lisa Arendelle, and you're listening to Ray Cornelius on Upfront.
The falling leaves just by my window, falling leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, sunburned hands I used to hold since you went away.
Christmas is just around the corner, and Marietta's new theater in the square is already celebrating with a new show titled Gift of the Magi 2.0. The play opens this Thursday, November 16th, and runs through December 3rd. Artistic director Emil Thomas stopped by this week to chat about his adaptation and how he weaved a little bit of Atlantis history into this classic story.
Well, good morning, Emil, and welcome back to Upfront. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning to you, too.
Oh, man. We're excited about the Gift of the Magi 2.0.
Yes, 2.0.
I love the twist to it.
Yes, it doesn't just feel fun knowing that there's a 2.0 to
exactly.
something different.
Exactly. So this is a new show that is taking place over at Marietta's New Theater and Square, our good friends over there, taking place November 16th through December the 3rd. Let's talk about this because this is actually a adaptation of the original story, and you've added this really cool Atlanta historical twist to it. So let's talk about that.
Yeah, so I have set Magi 2.0 in Atlanta in the year 1950 during the Atlanta Transit Strike.
Okay.
And so for many who don't know, the transit strike was a strike that took place with Georgia Railway and Power, which we know as today as Georgia Power,
okay.
And the union, the transit union. And basically what happened was the transit company was responsible for 5 deaths in the year of 1949. And in 1950, the transit company became responsible for the death of Margaret Mitchell, who was killed by Hugh Gravitt, who was an off-duty cab driver. He hit her on P Street and 13th Street. And following that accident, the Atlanta court system put an ordinance in for them to put a permit for all taxis and trolley drivers and have them fingerprinted. When that happened, they decided that that was something they weren't into. And so the union president, Jesse Walton, at the time decided to go on strike. And so he sent 1300 trolley drivers on strike at midnight on May 18th.
Wow.
The strike was only supposed to last 37 days and it ended up lasting 6 months.
Wow.
And in that strike, we end up seeing Georgia Railway and Power sell the company to what we now know is Atlanta Transit Company, which we now know as today as MARTA.
Okay, okay. And so this is basically focused on one of those streetcar drivers
yeah.
and his family mm-hmm. and just...
You know, yeah, so to combine the story, now you have O. Henry, Jim, and Della. Della's the one that cuts her long, beautiful hair. Jim sells his pocket watch. Jim is now a trolley driver on strike. He doesn't have the money for Christmas. He's been on strike for 6 months trying to figure out what's going to happen. And we introduce these new two characters, Robert and Millie. Robert owns a jewelry shop, and Millie owns a salon. It's a parallel story, which I think are beautiful. Anytime we can get the parallel of the opposite worlds coming together. And what you see is Della and Millie, who love Christmas with all their heart, they use Christmas to combine the two men together so that they can have a great season together and learn from each other.
Okay. Now, in addition to directing this, you're also starring.
Yes, I am. Yes, I've taken the role of Robert Harvey. Yes.
Yeah. So how has that been? Because you're used to calling the shots, but now you're kind of, you've got this duality thing going on.
It is so different. I know it was due time. We've talked about it for a very long time when I was going to finally take the stage. And it felt right with my own words in terms of being independent and coming into my own and truly being proud of the work that we make in the theater. I thought it was Christmas time. It's my favorite season of the year. So I said, why not write a character for myself and perform it as well?
Wow. Now, what made you want to change the story? Because, you know, mm-hmm. everyone's familiar with this particular story. But what made you say, hey, I'd like to add this Atlanta tie to it?
For me, the first thing was Atlanta doesn't have its own holiday story. Every year we watch, you know, It's a Wonderful Life. We watch This Christmas. But we never get one that's like set in Atlanta that has to do with Atlanta, that has to do with our people. And okay. It was really important to me that I said, if I'm going to do a Christmas story, let's do a Christmas story that my gift to Atlanta could be. This is one that all theater companies, when I'm done with it, can go year after year and say, let's do a piece for Atlanta. Let's all celebrate our own holiday and our own history and learn more about it. And so I landed on that idea. And, you know, selfishly, I love the idea of a strike because, that's, you know, seeing hundreds and thousands of people come together for one cause and try to fight for a system, that just gives me goosebumps every day. So right. I was like, let's do it. Why not?
Now, you've got some actors that were also in Smokey Joe's Cafe that's also in this production,
yes,
correct?
Okay, yes. So my wife, Millie Harvey, is played by Carnia Lake, and she is one of the vocalists that was in Smokey Joe's Cafe. The other two cast members are Dee Jordan, who we all know from Native Son that we right. did back in April, and Noel Strong, who was also the original Della. Dee did also play the original Jim last year. So we have two original, and then Carnia and myself are now originating the two other couples.
Okay. And after this show, you guys have Frosty. So let's yes. talk about that as well.
Yeah. So Frosty the Snowman's coming into town, and this one isn't a traditional one either. You know, that's what we're all about, giving a new spin on the story. So this Frosty is set in Central Park in New York.
Okay.
And it follows the story of a little girl who's run away, and she finds Frosty, and she tries to figure out how she's going to have this wonderful Christmas.
So opening night is going to be very special for Gift of the Magi, because that's actually the anniversary of the strike that we were referring to at the top of the segment. So let's talk about that.
Yes. So we open on November 16th, which would be the 67th anniversary of the end of the strike.
Okay.
So we're very excited because through this process, we've been actually living through what it would have been like for them to be in the strike. And so the 3-week run that we're going to be running is us really trying to figure out what life was like when the strike ended, and how we were going to be able to get ready for Christmas.
Wow.
So it's going to be a really magical night to be able to celebrate that. So we're hoping that everyone comes out to see what that magic feels like to have history meet current time.
Yeah. Now, in addition to the amazing work that you guys are doing over at Marietta's Theater, New Theater in the Square, you guys actually raised funds and all of this goods mm-hmm. for Puerto Rico.
Yes.
Let's
so,
talk a little bit about that.
As we know, the two owners, myself and my father, were Puerto Rican, and it was really important for us that we gave back, that we put our stamp, that we used our platform to help as many families as we can. So we have done drive after drive. My father has been to Puerto Rico. He is on his way back again on the 15th to do another missionary trip. We have chefs from all across the state helping us in terms of getting donations and getting cargoes to to the island itself. But on December 16th, we are going to do a drive and we're going to do our own benefit concert. So if you will look onto our website, stay tuned for December 16th. It's going to be a big celebration. We're going to have music. We're going to have comedy. We're going to celebrate all it is that is our culture in terms of being able to help out everyone at the island.
All right. Well, Emil Thomas, thank you so much for stopping by up front, talking about the Gift of the Magi 2.0, which is taking place November 16th through December 3rd, and that's over at Marietta's New Theater in the Square. For this and other information, you can definitely check that out at theaterinthesquare.net. You can also check out information at WCLK.com. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
Spivey Hall, a proud supporter of WCLK programming, presents jazz pianist Kenny Barron and his trio in concert on Saturday, November 11th at 7:30 p.m. The trio will include Kiyoshi Kitagawa on bass and Jonathan Blake on drums. Spivey Hall is located on the campus of Clayton State University in Morrow, just 10 minutes south of the perimeter on I-75. The show will be hosted by yours truly, Mark Angel. Information is available at spiveyhall.org.
Tran, and you are listening to Upfront with Ray Cornelius.
Woo! I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Darling, it's so cold outside.
This evening has been so very nice.
For centuries, one story has touched the lives of people across the world. This holiday season, you're invited to discover the story of the first Christmas from an entirely new perspective.
Hang on! Cyrus! Down
here! I expected a left turn two deserts ago.
These wise guys are lost. That's it. I'm fighting through the rains.
From the studio that brought you Miracles from Heaven and Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. Stephen Yeun, Keegan-Michael Key, Gina Rodriguez, Zachary Levi, Kelly Clarkson, Patricia Heaton, Kristen Chenoweth, Tyler Perry, Tracy Morgan, and Oprah Winfrey.
King Herod is up to something. That's what
Christmas means. Mary, you're in danger. You need to listen to what I'm about to say extremely carefully.
Do you want a belly rub?
The star.
That was a clip from Devon Franklin's upcoming animated holiday film, The Star. It opens in theaters this Friday, November 17th, and tells the nativity story from the animal's perspective. It also features the voices of Oprah Winfrey, Tracy Morgan, and Tyler Perry. Check out the last half of my interview with Franklin as he talks about the inspiration behind the film and its soul-stirring soundtrack. We also finished talking about his new book, The Hollywood Commandments, and much more.
You have this unique prayer that's
yes.
The frustration prayer, which I had never heard this before. And you were here not that long ago over at Barnes & Noble's, and you read this prayer.
Yes.
And I, you know, you were joking like, hey, somebody might, you know, we might run around. You know, this is you turned it into Barnes & Noble's
Baptist
Church. And you read this prayer, and oh, my God, I was like, this is exactly where I am. How did you even come, how did you even put these words together? Because they were so... I'm speechless right now because just so like where I think so many people are right now.
Yeah, you know, it came from my own frustration. You know, there was a moment while I was writing the book and I was frustrated over, you know, just asking God, hey, you know, like all these things are happening. And I'm just trying to figure out where it's all going. And even now, you know, having these dreams and ambitions and some of them have come to pass, others have not yet, and just trying to deal with the in-between. So in that moment of frustration, I literally just stopped and just wrote this prayer, you know, just straight from the seat of being really frustrated. It did not come from a place of putting my mindset in what it was like to be frustrated. It came from being frustrated. And so the frustration prayer was birthed out of that. And I had no idea that it was going to touch as many people as it has touched so far. I mean, we posted it on social media recently, and the response was just tremendous.
Well, let's talk about, you've got this amazing new project,
yes.
The Star.
Yes.
It is basically a take on the nativity story, but it's from the animals' perspective. I know Mariah Carey just released a beautiful song.
You like that?
Oh my God.
Isn't it good?
I, I'm a big Mariah Carey fan anyway, yeah, so I mean, she could sing the ABCs, and I'm just like, oh my God, you know. But no, it's a great story. I mean, how did this come about? Because you've got some amazing voices behind that. Tyler Perry,
yep.
Oprah Winfrey,
yep.
I mean, that's nuts.
Yeah, man, it's a blessing. I mean, it's called The Star. It's the story of the Nativity, the first Christmas, but from the animal's point of view. And the lead character is Bo, the donkey that carries Mary and Joseph to the manger. And Bo gets all his animal friends together to help make sure that baby Jesus is born according to prophecy underneath the star. And it's interesting because when I started as an executive back in 2005, I was developing this script. And it's not now until 12 years later when it was finally time for the idea to come to market. And so excited about it. It is the first in the history of Hollywood, first faith-based animated film in CGI.
Oh, wow.
From a major studio. Okay. Yes. The last animated film from a faith-based story was 20 years ago, okay. The Prince of Egypt.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah, but that was 2D. That was 2D animation. So this is the first CGI film. And as you mentioned, we have an incredible all-star cast. We have Oprah, we have Tyler, we have Tracy Morgan, Anthony Anderson, Kelly Clarkson, Kristen Chenoweth, Stephen Yeun, Keegan-Michael Key, Ving Rhames, Gabriel Iglesias, Gina Rodriguez, Mariah Carey does the lead song, Fifth Harmony does a song on the record, Yolanda Adams does a take on O Holy Night, which will just blow you away, Kirk Franklin did a remix of We Three Kings, which is incredible, Casting Crowns, and we got all.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm excited about this being the holiday event of the season. It comes out November 17th in time for Thanksgiving, and my prayer is that every family goes and really gets reoriented with the reason for the season.
And it's funny because you mentioned Prince of Egypt, and Mariah was on that with Whitney.
When You Believe.
When You Believe, which is one of my all-time favorites. So, Devon, thank you so much for stopping by the Upfront Studios. We totally appreciate this. This was like, wow.
It's a blessing. I appreciate it.
And people can follow you on Instagram.
Yep, Instagram and Twitter at Devon Franklin, D-E capital V-O-N Franklin. And you can find me on Facebook at Devon Franklin Official. And you can also go to my website, devonfranklin.com, and sign up for my mentor mail. And as a part of mentor mail, you get a free resource called The 5 Unwritten Rules to Win at Work.
Thank you so much for listening to today's show. I'd really like to thank all of my special guests, Ms. Kathleen Bertrand, Emil Thomas, and Devon Franklin. I'd also like to thank my engineer, Mark Angel, and you. Please join us next Saturday, November 18th at 9 a.m. for another exciting edition of Upfront, inside Atlanta's entertainment industry. Happy Saturday, Atlanta. If you like today's show, please hit us up at WCLK.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Upfront, inside Atlanta's entertainment industry, has been brought to you by Atlanta's Jazz Station, 91.9 FM, WCLK, an NPR member-supported station.